The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You are part of our 600,000 listening level, American Muslim 360.
That's interesting.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-rahmanir rahim. Malik yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
American Muslim 360 is. We will never quit. American Muslim 360 is number one Muslim radio station.
Community wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info, I-N-F-O, at CWSC.us or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
That kind of show, sister.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome.
Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. With Allah's name, most merciful benefactor, most merciful redeemer. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. I bear witness there is no God save Allah alone, that nothing is worthy of worship or praise except Almighty God Allah. Everything approaches Allah as creation and a servant. And I further bear witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is indeed Almighty God's most humble servant and most noble and generous messenger. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the broadcast of Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. I believe our Imam DeLacy is with us now. I shall open his mic. I think this is him. Alhamdulillah. Is this Imam DeLacy Omar?
Yes, it is.
Ramadan Mubarak, my brother. Yes, sir. The show is yours.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Imam Kareem. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen ar-Rahmanir-Rahim, maliki yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. We greet our beloved listening audience with the greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum. That Almighty Allah has one of his names, As-Salaam Alaikum, the peace be upon you. And this peace obligates you. It obligates you to be peaceful and to make peace. Welcome to Preparing and Making in the Land of Plenty. We apologize for the brief delay, but inshallah, we want to have some conversations today on community commerce and community development. Community development, community commerce. Two things that must go hand in hand if we are to have success. I thoroughly enjoyed our imam's presentation on Al-Asr, the 103rd chapter of the Quran, the success chapter, where Allah points out keys for success. If we want to be successful in the land of plenty, our program is about implementing God's will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his direction, his model, if you will, for human progress. And we are in a great month, the month of Ramadan, for the month that Allah gives us as a time to set aside, reflect, to look at the more serious aspects of what a real human life is, what is a real human being, what is the essence of the human life outside of the physical needs, food, sleep, all of the pleasures, fun and playing, and et cetera, et cetera. But what separates us from other animals in the animal kingdom is the soul and intellect. And we take this time in this month to sacrifice all of the physical pleasures and appetites that we have during the daylight hours, where normally we are enjoying these things and we are awake and everything is fine and dandy, and we can have what we want. We can see how to get it really easy and with the help of Allah's daylight time. And we become creatures of the evening. We break the fast in the day, and then we have iftar, a return, which is same root, has the same root meaning of fitra, a return to the natural life. We go back to eating and drinking and enjoying the things that Allah has made permissible, halal for us, halal and tayyib, the things that are permissible and good. Alhamdulillah. We want to, if you would, Imam Kareem, look in the queue out for Professor Rabbani Muhammad. It's probably 850 number, and allow him into the queue if he's available. And we want to have some discussions. Yeah, alhamdulillah, Professor. Welcome to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. Ramadan Mubarak to you.
Ramadan Mubarak to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. We want to, you know, our program today, we want to look at revisit, because we revisit it all the time, but in this month we looked a little more seriously at how Ramadan has had in its disciplines and in its institution the discipline needed to be successful, preparing our lives to go forward. You know, when we it is said that if we complete the Ramadan and complete all of its disciplines, praying in the night and praying the prayers for Fajr. And alhamdulillah, this year we weren't able to have it so much in the masajid around the country, but there was great blessing in that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for intentions, we know. So that we finished this month with a renewed spirit, all of our sins are forgiven. So this is a great opportunity. And last week we discussed it as the month of the Quran, how we read that 30th part of the Quran each day. Beautiful, beautiful reading this morning by Imam Kareem and Brother Rashid Salam on AM 360. Beautiful, beautifully done. And how that reading 30th of the Quran each day during the year, during the month, we've read the entire Quran and had an opportunity to study it and to reflect on it and to actually try to see it as the tool for implementing our lives, for implementing direction in our lives. So this is a great month, a great time, a great opportunity. Now, we are coming up to critical times in the last 10 days of the fast. This is day 23. And alhamdulillah, you know, we are coming up very fastly on the end of the month, looking for the Eid, the return to our original life, original pattern, original model that our Creator has designed for all life, the natural fitra of the original pattern that he has designed. And we are going to be faced with some some serious challenges that we are going to have to meet. You know, some of us I know have maybe not been able to work. We've been, you know, receiving unemployment possibly, and we don't have resources that we had before to face the challenges that is certainly going to be a different environment to work in, where we're going to have to be respecting that there's possibility that the virus, coronavirus may contact us and we may make contact with it. So certainly there's going to be some challenges. So we want to just hear from you and, you know, on some strategies moving forward. You know, as we respect you as a builder, a designer, and we know designing physical buildings, you have to have in your mind a certain design to start with. So help us out with that, Professor, with your opinion on some ways that we can be effective moving forward, individually and collectively.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Name of God, benefactor, merciful redeemer. We thank you for inviting me today on the 23rd of Ramadan, and we see that we are approaching the end of Ramadan, which ties into what you were saying about having the discipline to first of all have your soul established. when you're planning and you're trying to develop, there has to be a need. Once you determine needs, and we have many needs as African Americans and as Muslims to develop an environment that is wholesome, and it has the ethics and the moral life that establishes the human being on the road to growth and development. And when we plan to develop, we have to address the needs. Once we address the needs, then we can develop a what we call a plan or a scheme or a logic that will allow us to develop the solution to the needs that are required in community life, especially in community life. And those plans are physical and abstract and also concrete. So we start with the abstract and understanding what the problem is and what are the tools that we need to solve the problem. So we might use mathematics, we might use statistics, we might use many of the what we call the abstract knowledge, and then we formulate a plan that will lead us to a concrete solution. And in that sequence, we order our priorities and obey the logic in terms of arriving at a final product that can be physical in its nature, and it will produce a product that the whole community can feed off of and grow. And in order to do that, you start out in a abstract way with faith. And we would talk about faith and that you have to establish faith based upon your soul. What is the moral thinking? You have to have moral thinking. And in establishing your thinking morally, you will establish an ethical solution. So we know as Muslims that we have to respect moral obligation. And this month of Ramadan gives us the discipline by fasting from various things, not only food, but fasting from ignorant thinking, ignorant behavior, and focusing on the pleasure the pleasure of Allah. That Allah says that fasting is for him. And I'm only using him as a term that we have in English. But fasting is for Allah. And by fasting for Allah and trying to please Allah with our good intention, we develop a muscle, a internal, a spiritual, physical, and mental muscle that gives us strength to go ahead and deal with the needs in community life that that we are obligated to change with our hands. That would be the first thing, because we're interested in changing it with our hands, our actions, and then voicing it. And these are the two basic things that are going to generate movement. So the life that we have in terms of developing community life will start by establishing people of faith that will join in to solve the problems that we've identified that are in our community. So development will begin to take root into the hearts first and minds so that we can begin the struggle based upon our consciousness of God and our struggle to see it through. So that requires discipline. Ramadan gives us that discipline, and then we can go forth and help bring about a society, an ethical society, based upon moral thinking and moral thinkers. Okay?
Yes, sir. Very, very, very well put together, and I appreciate very much your focus on the ethical, moral development. And alhamdulillah, this is a great month to achieve more consciousness of these matters that are essential to any project having great success. And that has been one of the things that has caused so much I would say a lack of progress in this pandemic environment. We haven't had real moral leadership. In some cases, the governors had to step forward to take charge of the situation. Individuals had to step forward. You know, I was hearing some stories about how the inadequacies of the healthcare system were highlighted in such a degree that a lot of people had the virus and wouldn't even go to the hospital for help because they just felt it was going to be not an adequate place for them to be. And this is a real serious situation that highlights the inadequacies of our system and how we have to look at develop new systems. And Allah has given us a system. You know, I was listening to some of the talks on Study Islam and how it's been about community. And you know, Medina El Munawwara was an example. And the Imam mentioned earlier in the talk he was giving, he said that we haven't gotten a city in our control yet. You know, and I think he really had broadened the idea of model communities when he made this statement that, you know, we don't have a city that we are responsible for, that we can be responsible for the care of the people, you know, making sure the people have what they need and the needs are fulfilled and met, and we are governing our own lives. So I think our community model, our model community concept has also to be a little more broader in terms of how we are looking at it. You know, we had New Africa, of course, as a concept, and Medina El Munawwara as a concept. We got New Medina in Mississippi, which is a great start for us. But, you know, that broad concept of community life and building community life now has to be more inclusive in our thinking. I would think that we need to now start to look at how we're going to be responsible for our impoverished communities and develop these communities in a way that that these principles that we hold dear can be established and just have much better intercommunication with our neighborhoods, community cities, seeing ourselves as being responsible, as the Imam said, for life, for community life. Professor, any comments on these issues, the broader sense of what community life needs to be for us to move ahead in the future?
Right. When we look at what you just mentioned, that community life, we start looking at government and how it impacts the physical community. So we have to begin to think about, we need to be more impactful in our activity and our involvement in government dealings, because when you want to develop a community, you have to go through certain sequences, such as zoning and planning departments. And these are the departments that are highly political in nature. And it calls for people who are willing to strive to become a commissioner, planning commissioner, or sit on the board of zoning, because these are the key elements that either promotes your projects or it stops any progress. So we have to have the mechanism of how we can influence these particular aspects of city or governing in community life, so that we can proceed to eradicate poverty, because most of these people are influenced by big money developers, and as a result of that, they do the bidding of those who have the wealth to carry out their concerns. So, but we as a community, numbers, and we have voting numbers, and we have to find people who have faith and have the knowledge, the moral knowledge, and the ethical knowledge that would be able to impact our concerns, and then we're able to envision and produce a physical environment that will attract the attention of our less fortunate community members, and I'll talk about terms of that. Okay. Later.
Let me take a break here, Professor, and take a pause for the call here. We got a little late start. I apologize to you and the audience for the delay, and we're gonna take a pause for the call. You're listening to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. Very, very vital topic for this day at the times we are in. AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. We'll be back right after this brief pause for the cause.
Peace be upon you. Are you enjoying what you're hearing? If so, stay tuned. We'll be right back after these short messages. You are listening live to American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in all of the nation.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, CEO for American Muslim 360. Ramadan Mubarak. CWSC and AM 360 is having a support food drive as part of the Eyes on the Community. Starting this blessed month of Ramadan on Monday, May 4th, 2020. We're asking our listenership to participate. Here is how. Go to cwsc.us and put kit in the search box. It takes you to read more. Click on it, select about the CWSC, and print the brochure. Next, get a large bag. Fill it with non-perishable goods and place the brochure in the bag and take to your nearest food pantry to donate the goods. We would like this to be done on a weekly basis. Lastly, call us at 910-317-0297 and leave your name and number, and the pantry's information, so we will know you are participating. This will last until July 24th, 2020, Dhul Hijjah, the month of Hajj. All of the participants will be featured on CWSC Roundtable on Friday, July 31st. Thanking you in advance for your charity. Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mm-hmm. Assalamu alaikum. This is Nirmat Shaheed, restorative justice practitioner for the Oakland Unified School District and host on AM360's The Pearls of Women Quranic Mondays. We're asking you to help us make a difference in the life of a student. We need you to spread the word that CWSC is offering 5 college scholarships in the form of direct financial aid to students who qualify and are graduating from high school this year or current college students. Learn more and apply online today at cwsc.us. But hurry, the deadline for applications is June the 20th. Thank you for helping secure our next generation's intelligentsia. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, we are back. We are back. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. All the praise is due to Allah, Lord of all the systems of knowledge. You know, what a wonderful addition to Rabbil Alameen shared with us by our Imam Muhammad. May Allah's blessings and mercy be on him, and give him the high state in paradise for so much help he brought us. You know, while you were talking about government, Professor, I was thinking about that outline that the Imam gave us: education, business, economics, culture, and governance. How much wisdom was in these concepts that he left for us as a picture of how to develop model community life. You know, with education being the number one priority. So continue with your comments on that model community development plan, if you would.
So here we find that these are the movers and shakers in terms of shaping our environment. And so as people who begin to want to establish our thinking in society, the first thing that we find out in American life or American government, it was established based upon trust, and trust in all of the aspects of different governing organizations and governing aspects of American people. And this trust is an element that is endemic in Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him. He was known as the trustworthy one, as well as the truthful one, Al-Amin al-Siddiq. And these elements are essential to building up a community life. And I recall that our Imam established way back in the 70s, 75 or 76, committees, and I remember being on the Ways and Means Committee and started out establishing the concerns of what we needed and how we are to arrive at getting those concerns for all the other committees. So Ways and Means Committee was the anchor committee of all of the committees that he had established, and how we would all work together, trusting each other, to bring about different changes and advancement for our community. So trustworthiness. Now, when you have a people who are not familiar with the methodology, there has to be some education, and educating them based upon the moral teachings of Quran al-Karim and the example of Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him. And once we see that the nature of things that were affecting in Mecca during that time, with the people that were living in Jahiliyyah or the Dark Ages, and how the the life-giving teachings of Quran and the practice of Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him, enlighten and nurture the growth of the introduction to the modern world. And we take those examples and then we apply them in what we have as a model in the language of Imam W.D. Muhammad, and then we apply it and have faith in doing it.
Yes, sir.
You have to have faith in the works.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And faith and trust. You know, so many things prevalent in that belief, amana, trust, faith, belief. You know, all of those things present in that root word of iman, coming from that amana. You know, all of the things that value. Yeah, so important, so very important. So I guess I was very touched in your explanations about the Ways and Means Committee, and you know we had some discussion last week on the program and about rousting the believers who have these various talents to form alliances. I think we got to really concentrate on that particular, forming alliances to move forward. And we touched on it a little bit last week, and I saw and recognized some of the excitement that the believers had in terms of the resources we do have, utilizing the resources we do have available to us. And inshallah, going forward, we want to have some discussions about that. You know, I'm being a little patient. I know we are in this glorious month and we are struggling pretty strongly. But at some point, we need to really look at planning a session where we can get a group of our strategic planners and operators together to actually put together some type of committee that will actually include some of our better thinkers, our better minds, to move forward on these strategies. And I know there are many things working around the country. I've heard things about credit unions being formed, and I know things are moving forward, and we may not be aware of some of them, but there's certainly a lot of emphasis put on self-community development, I should say. So, Professor,
we're
going to get your comments on that committee, and then we'll see if we have any callers in. We're probably going to have to take another break here, and we're running out of time very fastly. So if you would just make some comments.
Yes. So these are the when we look at our condition now, our condition in this global pandemic, which I just based upon the information that I've been getting concerning the impact that it's having in commerce, I see that this will continue for at least 2 years. This is my estimate, that these 2 years we will be in difficulty. A lot of people will be in difficulty. And we as Muslims should see ahead and see all of the things that are going to be required for people who are who have no insight on what to do. And as Muslims, we know what to do, and we have to gather ourselves together and to produce the things that are going to be needed by people who are going to be almost indigent and having no means of gaining the material substance, and many are going to be homeless. So we have to right now plan ahead to try to address these concerns that are going to be paramount in the next 2 years. So I know people will say, oh man, what are you talking about, paramount? I guarantee you there's going to be a tremendous surge of people who are going to be in bad need of intelligent leadership. OK, Okay? So, and of course that deals with commerce, and it deals with us being conscious of our requirements by Allah and His Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how to bring the people out of the darkness of despair to the light of ingenuity and energy and creativity that they have. Our people have creativity, and we are obligated to set the course and be what we call the lead horse, pulling these needs that the society should address. So
yes,
yeah, that's basically what I would add to that, but I will refer to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much for that. We're gonna take another pause to get in our public service needs for CWSC and AM 360. You're listening to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. And after the break, we want to see if we have any callers in the queue that would like to make a comment or ask a question. And we're gonna ask our callers to be very brief because we're getting up on that time where we're going to have to end the show. So thank you. We'll take a brief. We'll be back at this brief pause for the calls.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you. This is Dr. Constance Shabazz for American Muslim 360, announcing a new program from our parent corporation, CWSC, called Eyes on Our Communities. While all are being challenged by the current public health environment and policy of spatial distancing to prevent the spread of COVID-19, some older Americans are being urged to stay at home who could unfortunately wind up being out of sight, out of mind. Social isolation itself can be a threat. So CWSC is asking believers nationwide via its National Volunteer Human Resource Network to be an extra set of eyes now for our seniors to help ensure they're okay. If you're a senior or a disabled person and need assistance, please call 910-317-0297, and one of our volunteers will be assigned to call you and help connect you with government agencies, nonprofit, civic, or faith-based and other institutions addressing elderly and disabled needs. We don't want a single person to fall through the cracks. So please call 910-317-0297. Help is just a phone call away. The public service announcement from the CWSC and AM 360.
Assalamu alaikum and good afternoon. I'm Dupreeta Hadi, Director of the Model Communities National Resource Directory, with a question to ask you. Do you really want to be part of remaking our world? If so, then put that thought into motion. Register your knowledge, skills, and experience in the MCNRD Model Communities National Resource Directory. Be on the action end of your thinking. Make it happen. It's easy and convenient. Go to cwsc.us, click on the MCNRD button, and register today. Don't delay, and we will contact you, and together we will remake the world. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, thanks so much for the very informative commercial, PSIs, and CW, hats off to CWSC and its leadership and the work that's being done to address these issues. Wonderful, wonderful focus with the feeding the needy program, the bag to pantries, et cetera, the call-in number, wonderful, wonderful. Wonderful steps being taken by our leadership team in CWSC and AM 360. But we appreciate that so much. So let's at this point see if we have any callers in the queue. And if so, we'd like to hear from our callers.
Okay, error code 414-316. Welcome to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty.
As-salamu alaykum, Ramadan Mubarak. This is Sister Manaima Shaheed.
Yes, Ramadan Mubarak. Welcome.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Thank you. Brother, I don't know which one you said it, that when Imam Rashdi Muhammad came on, that he had all these committees, and he really had every committee, every branch of a government, he had it together. And I was thinking, me and that brother must be about the same age, because I was on the Ways and Means Committee. But anyway, we are living in a very trying time, and at the same time, we are living in a beautiful time, because all these secrets that was hidden from us, they are out in the open now. So what we must do is educate each other and everybody about this, the inner self of man, and how when we face these critical points in our lives, there's something within us that can rejuvenate our spirit and give us the energy and the power to press forward. But yet, we are going to be thinking how we can create some jobs, how we can create some money, how we can live in this situation, because it will get pretty tough for some of us. So, but we have to be conscious, be aware that we are in this situation, and we have to work ourselves out of it some kind of way. And there's, as the old people used to say, where there's a will, there's a way. And we do have power within us. And I always think of this. I say, now, the Creator created this whole universe, everything in this universe, and then he created man. And with the very essence of his creation, he put it in us. And we have the power to move forward, but we must be in harmony and love and unity. And we have to learn how to love, how to respect each other, how to be patient, how to look for the good in us. But we have to be taught this. And we can have some small classes and just teach these classes out of love for these people, because some of us, we do need some teaching. And another thing, we must have that foundation of honesty. Our word is our bond. I was under Elijah Muhammad for a long time, and he taught us our word was our bond, and we lived up to that, to our word. And that is very crucial for our success, is being honest and being truthful and being kind and being compassionate and respecting each other. We can just do that. And one thing I would like to say, I know you don't have much time, is we need to create some kind of curriculum or something to create harmony within ourselves, harmony within each other, and be able to create harmony and maintain this harmony at the same time. These steps are crucial right now, and we need these subjects really, really bad. Brother, I'm not going to hold you. I sound like them.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for that, sister, dear sister. Professor, any comments, brief comments to the sister?
Yes. It reminded me of a book that I was reading. It's called The Barracoons. And The Barracoons was written by Zora Neale Hurston. And it speaks about a slave that was captured in West Africa and brought to America. And they settled. It was the last slave ship to come to America in Mobile in 1860. And what they did after the emancipation, they all got together and put together their nickels and dimes and pennies that they acquired by sharecropping, and bought a piece of land. And the first thing they did, they established government. And they selected the person who they knew was the most morally upright person, who was a grandfather. And then they began to select the people who would be governing the judiciary. And they brought the most honest and trustworthy ones to be judging on people's behavior. And you could not drink, you could not what we call cut up, act the fool, as they say. And other things that they had done, and that was done in a year after the emancipation. So when we talk about our community, we know it can be done, and can be done. In fact, they even named the area that they that they bought, the land that they bought, Africa. And this, when I heard that, I said, oh, that sounds like New Africa. But that was the way they painted Africa. So we are running parallel with many of the thinking and the soul searching and the soul aspirations that our ancestors were exhibiting and was successful in doing it. So we have a model.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thank you, Professor. Maybe we'd like to hear a little more about it. Our time is kind of limited here. But let's see if we have another caller to get in here before we have to get off the air. Do we have any other callers in the queue?
I see no one at this time.
Okay, very good. So,
Excuse me. One has pressed one on their phone. If they would be very brief, error code 407-300.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Ramadan Mubarak. Yes, Ramadan Mubarak as well. I just wanted to mention that we have several models, as the brother had mentioned, and that when we look at Oklahoma, they call the area in Oklahoma, I think it was near Tulsa, Black Wall Street. But but also there's been other pockets of development, one which I participate in just about every year near Orlando, about 5 miles outside of the city limits of Orlando, a city of Eatonville. Zora Neale Festival is the name of the festival.
Right.
And it used to average 100,000 a year, every year, and it's done at the end of January each year. And the sister who's the coordinator of it is Sister Nadiri, a Muslim, a member of Imam Waridi Muhammad's Association. And that's all I have to say. And I think that we're on our path to making it in the land of plenty. We just have to be disciplined and continue to uphold the Quran as our guide. Assalamu alaikum to you all. Ramadan Mubarak.
Thank you. We got about 2 minutes, Professor. So, any comments you want to make? We'll hear from you.
Yeah, the brother mentioned that. In fact, my company and we developed and constructed restored the Zora Neale Hurston Museum in Eatonville, and it was done by Muslims. We restored it, and we received an award for doing that, and it's called the Matilda Mosley House, where she grew up, where Zora Neale Hurston grew up, and the sponsors were these Zeta Phi Beta a sorority that commissioned me to do the design and construction for that museum that is located in Eatonville, Florida. So that that triggered a whole bunch of memories, good memories, that we as Muslims got together and dealt with that. Okay.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you for sharing that with us. So we appreciate so much the program here and the help with the program. We appreciate our listeners for tuning in, and we are going to be looking more and more at how to go back and get these tools that our leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad, in his wisdom, set to face. A lot of people really, I think, are unaware of how much the contributions were made in setting the stage for this day and time by our leader, Imam Muhammad. I think we have to give him a lot of credit and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate him in paradise and forgive him his mistakes, et cetera. So, yes, so many tools we have. CPC, these concepts, economic concepts, Comtrust, and look at the language, commerce and trust. You know, these are some of the things we've been talking about. So, yeah, we are equipped to move forward. We just have to organize, as the sister mentioned, teach these values again, bring home the real values of who we are as a people moving forward, and take the tools that Allah has blessed us with in terms of the guidance from the Quran. This is the month of the Quran. We can't never underestimate that power, that powerful tool that Allah has put in our hands as well for success in the land of plenty or the land of scarcity. We have all of those tools that's mentioned, and not to mention something that's been said twice, that dynamic human spirit, you know, that you mentioned, Professor, and I heard it in the sister, we have what we need is inside of us. Allah has put it already there, and this is not a challenge for us so much as it is an opportunity to do and improve the lives. So we thank you all for tuning in to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. We will close reciting Surah Asr, wal Asr, inna al-insana lafi khusr. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات والتواصوا بالحق والتواصوا بالصبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Assalamu alaikum.